So everybody knows what I've been talking about. Lovely. What are we talking about?
Lover and loved one. The reciprocality of seeming opposites, that they are one.
You didn't get the usage of the word opposite yet.
Yes,
the point was the lover and beloved are one. That oneness. The oneness which is an answer to some other stuff, which is right from the beginning of the book. We're talking about the yin and yang, right? Seemingly opposites. But to say complementary. But even in the word complementary, you're referring to two stuff, two different identifiable things. Here, he's talking about something which is really unification. And that happens only with love. Why? Because love is the exception. Right from the beginning, we started with the rule and the exception. And that is exception. Love does not tolerate any rule. There is no rule for it because it's illogical. It's beyond the logic. So, now, rule referred to a point about this unification. Where and how and why. Let's go back and see what's going on. Remember, we have to look at them. The totality should make the real sense. In all the different stories of Masnavi, this one is precisely talking about love. At least I say it that way. So this story will be digged independently to know the thought of Rumi about love. But we won't forget where he's bringing this in. We're talking about human being becoming the slave of its handmaid. And using the superficial information as a base of comparison, then quote-unquote knowledge, which is Siddhi. The main instinct of the animal, the most principal one, has a tendency towards jealousy, because animal should try, no matter what, to grab the chance of life, not to offer it to someone else. After the jealousy, Rumi talked about some main flaw in our understanding the philosophy and base of thinking, which is, you remember, what is the basic flaw in we thinking, philosophizing this stuff?
We ask questions.
We ask questions about what?
What and why?
That's not the flaw in our thought. The flaw is we talk about free will without really knowing what are we talking about. We all like the subject of free will when it comes to me imposing my free will or my wishes. But we don't believe really in free will. Because whenever something happens, we don't like it, suddenly we become very realistically cause and effect will give us an excuse to point to situation. Whenever I succeed, I'm the God. Whenever I fail, it's not my fault. I'm trying to explain it with what? Mainly the condition was not good. The situation was bad, and there are some invisible hands working against me. He said, this is the main flaw. We talked about it a lot. Then he said, okay. We realized that we are enslaved by our intelligence. Our intelligence has only superficial information, and the animal instinct tends towards jealousy, and with jealousy we hurt ourselves to hurt the enemy. And more than everything else, when it comes to fate, we have faith when we like it, and the way we like it. That's what faith is. We build up some sort of faith that suits me. Then he said, okay, with all this, we are looking for the truth here. So right at the beginning, remember, we are the delegates of an empire, the realist Roman Empire. This is what we are. We are the civilized, democratic thinking fellows, right? So, you know what's wrong with that? When we go to the other part, which is the spirituality, over there we look for the use of the spirituality and the palace made with that and the success and all that. I said, this is not it. Here in the spirituality, there is only one thing. There is one thing worthy of mentioning and looking for, and we appreciate, is an enlightened heart, a bright heart. You, if you want to learn this part of the knowledge, Hikmat, you have to change your attitude. To what? You have to grab a new attitude based on, first, salam. Means we are not arguing to win over each other. I don't want to convince you, and I don't want you to convince me. I think we both should look for the truth, we like it or not. So we have to walk together, work together to understand better. Not oppose each other and find each other's flaw. That's another system made for that logical part. When we are talking about beyond the logic, you should let go of that. And let go of those silly, not answerable questions that nobody is brought up. Like what? Remember? The nonsense question. How the spirit fitted in this body, physical existence, and why? So, excuse me, but how come that when you're in your scientific, let's say, field, you don't bring these questions over there? But over here you should start with the most difficult question just like that. I don't know. If I wanted to lead you, I don't know. He didn't say it this way, because Omar was more intelligent than me. So he said, oh, there is that magic. There is that spell. Means, when we say there is this magic, what are we talking about? Talking about this subject not being explainable. That's what magic is. It means logically it could not be explained. That's how it is.